Adrian DeSetter, agriculture mental health specialist, provides tips and resources to help handle stress and struggles related to mental health that growers may face during critical times. She acknowledges that each of our mental health needs are different, as are the ways we need to cope, and recommends finding the approach that works best for you. Additionally, she shares resources and ways to prepare for critical farming seasons to help minimize stress.
My first suggestion to any grower is don't expect perfection. Don't expect that your season is going to go along without any adversity, whether that's, you know, weather, whether that's just the daily equipment malfunctions and breaks you have to take throughout the day. Those things are going to come up. Maybe it's just a frustrating coworker, right? Who also usually happens to be a family member. There's always going to be things that are happening throughout your seasons that are going to cause you some either frustration or some sadness or those icky feelings. And I think if you can set your mind to acknowledge that adversity is going to happen and to allow that mentality to take over, you set more realistic goals for yourself and for your mind. And I think you're not quite as bitter when those challenges and those struggles roll around. This conversation is something that we often think about depression, we think about anxiety, we think of those mental health conditions or people with conditions, and we think, oh, that's not me. I don't need to worry about that. I don't need to be a part of that conversation. We all have either good mental health, we all have days where we have good mental health, and we have days where our mental health struggles. And that can be just as simple as basic stress. And so it's really important to take time to think about how you're going to minimize your stress. In our home, we know that when our planting season or our harvest season comes up, I have a wonderful mother-in-law who offers to do laundry. We have a wonderful father-in-law who offers to feed livestock. So we're able to kind of separate some of our plates and allow some people to come help us with those things. So, you know, whether it's something like that at the home or at the farm, maybe just having your mechanics numbers lined up, ready to go. What are those things that you can put in place now that you can utilize when you're in the midst of a struggle? Because the thing is, we're not good at dealing with stress. You can't just put no thought into it and then you're in the middle of a struggle and you're going, okay, I think someone told me to take deep breaths, so I'm going to try that. Nope, that doesn't work, you know? And I think that that's something that, you know, we often go to is they tell us, do our basics, right? Get our sleep, make sure you're eating, make sure you're exercising and moving. And in agriculture, that's just not always feasible. It's not always easy to get those things into our schedule. So it's important to think and practice ahead of time what really does work for you. For me, deep breathing is not something that works very well. But I do know that if I take a break, if I walk outside of my home and just grab the mail real quick, get some fresh air, that's something that kind of helps me reset. What are the things that you can do on a day-to-day basis? Maybe it's hopping out of your tractor or your combine, just taking a breath of fresh air or walking around your equipment a couple times and hopping back in with a reset mind. Maybe it's calling a friend or sending a text message out real quick to vent. Whatever it is, make sure that you have practiced those things ahead of time so that when you're in the midst of stress, it's a little easier to go to that mindset and grab that information. And of course, if you're dealing with depression or if you feel like you're starting to get out of control or you're not being the you that you want to be, make sure that you're reaching out to a doctor or a therapist and coming up with some type of prevention plan so that when you're in the midst of that adversity, you have some ideas about what works best for you. Therapists can help anyone. You don't have to have a mental health condition like depression or anxiety. Anyone can talk to someone and just sort out your brain a little bit, all the stuff that's bottled up. Just kind of helps you sort those things out. And some people don't need a therapist. Some people can do that with just a spouse or with a loved one or a friend. But we all have to acknowledge that we have different needs when it comes to our mental health. And we all have to put some effort into figuring out what works best for us. There's a few resources available as well. Great place to start is just with Farm Bureau on the Farm State of Mind directory. The farmstateofmind.org has a directory of different mental health related organizations throughout the country. It's a good place to start when you're looking for someone locally you can reach out to. There's also Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Networks throughout the country. They have, again, wonderful directories. They also provide grants sometimes for different mental health related events, but just a simple Google search can help you find at least a therapist that you can start out with, that you can have some of those conversations as well.